Every Tuesday from now until August 29th will be Busker Night at Jefferson Point. But what is a busker?
Acoustic acts with stilt walkers and fire breathers and mimes and jugglers and palm readers and just a little bit of a different feel. We were hoping to get 13 performers, and we ended up with well over 50 performers.
That's Katrina Newman, Marketing and Business Development Manager for Asset Services in Fort Wayne. She's helped organize the Busker Nights, which will provide a space for a variety of street performers and entertainers all over the shopping plaza. That's Jess Thrower playing guitar. She's one of tonight's acoustic performers. A small crowd has stopped to listen, and a couple kids put some money in Thrower's guitar case. She's an experienced performer, though new to busking. I sat down with Rowan Green, who has been performing since he learned to juggle over a decade ago. He's been busking for years, and tells me what potential buskers should know going in.
You should go out to the place that you find the most people that you have never met before and play the thing you are least good at over and over again until you're comfortable messing up in front of people. And then you can find a center of being comfortable doing what you're good at. Lead with what you're not, then your comfort zone will expand and you'll be able to find your flow.
Thrower and Green aren't the only experienced performers at Jefferson Point for the first Busker Night. Lauren Turco is Artistic Director of Pyroscope Entertainment, which employs fire dancers, spinners, and flow artists. Pyroscope has been around for 6 years, but Turco's family has been performing for much longer.
My grandfather was in Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus because he was a foot juggler.
A couple of fire spinners from Pyroscope will be performing at Busker Night on June 13th. Turco will be lighting up Jefferson Point later this summer.
Something that wows the crowd, that is so unique and different that people just look and are stunned. If a busker can create that type of reaction, then you know that you are doing the right thing.
As we finish our conversation, a family walks by. Two of the members are around 8 feet tall. They have to duck to get through the main entrance of Rosati's Pizza. That's because they're on stilts. Troy Ganser and his sons Michael and Jacob are here representing Tag Art Company, based in New Haven. I talk with Jacob Ganser, and you can hear the sound of his brother's stilts in the background.
Our company usually specializes in bringing entertainment to certain places, so sometimes that's something as small as balloon art and face painting. That's not really busking, but you know, every now and then you'll get the occasional stilt walker or you know a costume character that's just wandering around downtown Fort Wayne.
The Ganser brothers join their dad by the fountain. Troy Ganser tells me more about Tag's plan to support the Busker Nights moving forward.
We should have some form of talent every week. Every Busker Night at Jefferson Point.
Tag Art Company will be providing stilt walkers, mimes, and many other entertainers every Busker Night until the end of August. You'd find the whole story at WBOI.org. For WBOI News, I'm Ben Clemmer.